clap. All right, all right, all right, all right. So we're here with the interview. Y'all right there?
Yep, yep. Just a little bit. I forgot I had these headphones in. Six Views Uncut.
Yo, it's Gucci. Tune in with Six Views Uncut, baby.
It's your boy Gustavo Guapo. Six Views Uncut. Your boy Gutsy Gutsy Dunno.
Six Views Uncut.
Yo, what's wrong with you? So yeah, stop fucking around with these Toronto artists, bro. I guess that's my take from it. And yeah, stop capping about it. Like, what's wrong with seeing you? Yeah, I guess Friday did say it. Friday, if you got your chains taken, you're not, as a rapper, you're not seeing it? You're capping like homie too?
Giving your chain away, that's kind of like giving your fame away.
Six Views Uncut.
Riding with the city, it's an actress. Shout out Moolah, he does it better.
Yeah, audio's recording.
Audio's recording. Hold on. I just want to see if I'm, you know,
looking
decent. Decent. No, not crisp, but decent. Because, you know, man still has a long time to go. All right. Oh, video's recording too?
Have a string. Oh, no. It's tied. It's to the.
Oh. Uh-huh. Mash up.
You have
life.
To burn that off on the break or something.
Who cares? I ain't got no drip. It's your boy, Gutsy Gut, Six Views Uncut, episode 45. Six Views Uncut. You know. Gucci, there ya.
It's your boy Gucci Gang Gang.
We're gonna get into these songs of the week, man. You already know we gotta take you back a little bit for the reggae heads, them. You know what I'm saying?
You lost. You better talk. Big life here, man. Memories don't live like people do. They always remember you. Whether things are good or bad, it's just the memories that you have. Oh, the beanie man I sing say, hey! Voice of the tongue of the bar. Just remember when man I ride out. Now you let the fling, you're so lost. Crush like a serpent snake on the cross. Again, boy, stop leave tongue in a deep heart. Just remember when man a ride out. And we see the body as a big blue glass. Crush like a serpent snake on the cross. Neck. That's it.
All right, thank you.
Hey,
shout out Rick's on the 1 and 2s. Killing it.
I had this bad bitch in town, she was old. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean. Whoa. Walking the fist, diamonds and pearls, I mean. Whoa. Should have seen them shit shining on the wrist. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like. Lost the bitch, flipped the 2 tips like. Sagging on the beat, my blueprints, I'm like. Hit the brakes on y'all niggas like oh. Niggas getting booked on my block like oh. Coming home within a half an hour like oh. Front like they had the manpower like oh. More or less, more so, I really get torso. I live the fast life, come through the front slow like oh.
My niggas,
jeez,
welcome home, go.
When I link with Kizzy, man, I knew I found a plug. Rest in peace to Kishi, man, that nigga was a thug. Do that with my brother, he gon' shoot out in the club. Pay that shit to pay that shit for Drizzy in the back, we going nuts. Once I left that bitch, man, I had to give it up. Niggas had they pistols loaded, but ain't shit enough. But you know that lesson stuck. Anyways, I never touched a roll without a stuff. Uh-huh.
Scum, I'm back, made me hear me love. Scum.
Six Views Uncut, episode 45. Your boy Gutsy Guts. Goonie Guts is not here, but he might be popping up very shortly. That's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Viral G, Mobley G in the building again. Thank you for everybody tuning in with us. Six Views Uncut. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all that great stuff that you gotta do to get us out there in the algorithms, in the, you know, the YouTube world landscape, also in the iTunes world, Spotify, Stitcher, Geo7, anywhere that you listen. Shout out to the listeners, you know what I'm saying? But really quick, shout out to the boy Gucci. Back. Oh, gang. Gang.
Yo, man. It's your boy Gucci. You know, I had to take a little trip, a OT trip. But I'm back, baby. You feel
back,
me?
Baby, show me love.
Yo, shout out to the supporters, man. What is it? 45 we at?
45.
Holy. Shout out to the listeners, man. You know what I mean? You guys rocking with us. So, yo, shout out to everybody showing love. You feel me? Shout out to the gang. You already know the team. I'm back, baby. So the love show is here. Love. Hey, that bitch. Show me some love, baby. So you already know. It's your boy, Gucci Gang.
Yo, did you get to see my impressions?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You was on point. I'm on point.
Yo, Dread DJ Friday. If he wasn't ones and twos, he would have been better.
What's good, yo? It's your boy, Friday Ricky Dread, a.k.a. Timmy D, a.k.a. 100 Bumps to the Head. We in here.
Let's go. Really quick, man. Shout outs.
Toronto. Hey. Let's go. Montreal, let's go.
Oh, okay. Good. Shout outs.
Everybody.
Everybody. Big up yourself. Holy, it's hot in this thing. Well, of course, yo, RIP to the Youngsterdam. This is the last episode here, man. Like, it's been a great run. Just appreciate all the round of applause, all them things there. All the owners that provided the spot for us, all the great time, everybody that's came through here that supported us, did all the things. Thank you, thank you. And again, RIP to Youngsterdam. Shout out the squad, PK, Empress, Raheel, Zay, episode 20?
20.
Episode 20 with, what's her name, Priceless?
Paralysis.
You know, I don't want to say it wrong to myself, like paralysis or some shit.
Paralysis.
You know what I'm saying? Go hit her up. Like, comment, do all that stuff, you know? Support Zay. I got some shout-outs. B-Day shout-outs, to tell you the truth. The Gallum first. Shout out my homie, Dancehall Queen, Chubby, Coco Chubby on Instagram. Make sure you check her out. Pretty 416. Happy birthday to you. Karma Rain. Yeah, done no beaver. Check you out. Happy birthday to you. Also, my road manager, Kush. You already know. Done no. Also, too, big ups to French. I believe it was French's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Recently,
yeah,
3M
yeah.
French. And I see you too. Also, you're doing like a giveaway.
More life.
More life to him. But he was doing a giveaway. Like, he was giving people, I don't know if it was from his block or whatever, but they were giving back some bikes and shit like that.
Oh, that's
and
big. That's,
yeah,
that's,
shout out to, did he have like a company he did that with Friday? Like,
I know he did it for, he did it with Herbalife as well, like, or some of the people who are reps from Herbalife. But my homie Amar, he's involved in it too and stuff like that. I'm going to have to hit him up and let him know. Ask him if I can say his name. I'm going to have to timestamp that.
Yeah.
But yeah, salute to him. You know what I'm saying? We'll be doing one of the same as well just now. So
yeah, super dope. Look out for that. Super dope, man. And shout out to everybody that's doing that. And everybody that had a birthday during the COVID time. I don't know how you guys are dealing with it. But, you know, try and enjoy yourself. Have fun. And yeah, all the give backs. Everybody that's doing give back. Hit me up so I can support too. Also too, if you guys need anything. I might send Friday the picture or not, but like I'm doing a barrel to send to St. Vincent. Everybody still have St. Vincent in your prayers. You know, they're having it hard out there. So anything helps, non-perishables, clothes, whatever you can do. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, I'm not too heavy on dude, but Swervo, a rapper from the city. I don't know if he's from GTA, Toronto or outside of the city, but apparently RIP to him. Condolences to a family. Apparently he lost his life. It just sucks. And obviously top of the thing that we were talking about, or we were playing, my apologies, Black Rob, man. RIP to Black Rob. This is back-to-back weeks where we've had two New York hip-hop legends gone. Black Rob's a hip-hop legend.
Yeah,
he's a hip-hop legend.
He gets legendary status for stuff like Woe and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a beat bed for that. Talk your shit, nigga.
Yeah, man. Jeez, I'm feeling that. So yeah, man, RIP and condolences to Black Rob. Condolences to his family, you know what I'm saying? We lost another great hip-hop like artist, a great person, a great black man too, more than anything. So we gotta do better, and it's crazy. But there's a subject I wanted to get into talking about this, you know, right away. When things like this happen, everybody always goes to the big homie. So I seen like some people were saying, yo, where's Puff? Like they showed when he was in a hospital a couple of weeks back, and they're like, yo, how come Puffy's not helping? Why do they always go to that, fam? Like, why every time somebody gets into a situation where that, like, same thing, where, like, I don't know if they did the same thing with DMX, but they're like, yo, maybe Jay should have helped, or this and that person. Like, why?
Because they have more power right now, because, you know, they have the money. They're, you know what I mean? So they're going to look at them like one of the leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, if you put me in a position, let's just say we have a label, we're signed to Gucci or Clear Star Studio Entertainment, and I come out and I drop one of the hottest freaking singles, and that's it. and me and you kick off, we're not on the greatest terms. I tell you, go fuck yourself, Gucci. Here, Gucci's a fuck nigga. He signed me to some fuck. Not saying Black Rob did this. Gucci signed me to some fucked up contract. He did all this fuckery to me. I didn't make no money. 10, 20 years go by. Like, I can't hold that forever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's got to be at some point where I got to move on and be like, you know what? Gucci did what he did to me. I got to move on.
Yeah,
like, facts. I can't. It's a part of my life. It screwed me up, whatever. But I can't dwell on it. I can't just have it like it's a cloud over me forever. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, I don't know why people always go to... My bad. Yeah, I don't know why people always go to that as, like, the go-to. Like, why isn't Puffy helping because he has money? Or why isn't Puffy... Oh. And I'm pretty sure he reached...
I see what you're saying,
I don't
yeah.
know if he reached out. I shouldn't say I'm pretty
sure. He did reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he was in the hospital and he... You know, when that whole thing where everybody's like, oh, my God, why is he in the hospital?
Yeah,
cause... Mark Curry, who appeared on Bad Boys for Life, mm-hmm. he said that they've been in contact with Puff.
And Mark Curry did the GoFundMe page, no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So... Even if he didn't, though, let's just say he didn't, playing devil's advocate, like always. Let's just say he didn't. Is Puffy in the wrong for not, like, reaching out to certain artists that used to be signed to his label?
I mean, he's not in the wrong because obviously, like, that's nothing to do with business. You know what I mean? Mm. That's just more of, like, a friend. Like, it's, like, you know, more like family. You're trying to show love. Like, you know, but if it's not business... He's not in the wrong. And I know he's coming for a business, but at the end of the day, he should be looking at it like that's his brethren, or, you know, he helped him made him money. So, like, he should holler at him. He should, you know, hit him up and see what's going on, especially if the people are hitting you up. I'm just looking at it like that's something you should do, you know? Like, that's for me. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. I would do that, whether if I don't talk to you or not. And I see you in a situation, I'm going to hit you up, you know?
I'm torn. But, I'm torn, fam. Because I hear you because I'm just a nice person. I'd help, right?
Yeah.
I'd reach out to see if there's anything I can do. But it also depends on how the person came at me, too. Like, I'm not going to wish no bad will on it, but the person told me to go fuck myself. The person told me to go do this. Why am I going to go check on the person now? Like, why should I have to be the bigger person? Why can't that person, and again, this is not Black Robin Diddy per se.
Yeah.
This is just in general. Like, why does that person have to be the bigger person all the time? Or why can't that person be the person that's in whatever, be like, hey, you know what? I did wrong, blah, blah, blah.
This but is this is different. This is like a death situation, though.
And let me just interrupt you all for a quick second. And I know you're not saying this, but we're also assuming that they kicked off. Maybe they just don't do business anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an assumption, too. Like, they did. I don't know if they kicked off.
I don't think they ever kicked off.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever an issue with Black Rob saying, yo, did he took money from
not
me?
Publicly.
And yeah, and two, like, I was having this conversation with my bro. Like, Black Rob wasn't the biggest artist on Bad Boy. There's no diss to him or anything. He had, like, a one really, really good album. But it wasn't like he was doing Mace numbers. It wasn't like he was doing Diddy numbers. I don't even think Percy was doing 112 or Toto numbers.
Yeah.
So it's like, what kind of money was he really making? I think at that situation, people should stop saying, oh, what is Puffy doing? But more, not even to down Black Rob, but, like, what is that person doing with their money at that time? What is that person investing into? Like, what did that person, their next moves? Because I think that's more important than saying, oh, well, Puffy got to help. Why should that person always be the person to help, help, help? Every, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
If he helps, he helps. That's cool. But that shouldn't be the go-to.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion with that situation there. I didn't like how everybody's getting on. Look, Puffy, Puffy. Puffy doesn't control how the man controls his dollars, what he does with it. Nah, fam. Like,
if a man helped you make $1 million and you fuck off the $1 million, am I supposed to give you another one?
Yeah.
Facts. You're not supposed
to. Like, just give it to you?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Like, you made the first one. Mm-hmm. You fucked it off. Am I supposed to give you the second one now?
Nah. You're not supposed to do nothing.
You're going to have to work for the second one again, no?
Facts. But even harder.
Yeah.
Because now you fucked off the first one. And you had somebody to put you in a position to get the first one. Now you probably don't have that person to put you in a position to get a million now. What are you going to
do? And it's not even like, oh, well, Puff won't do it for you. He's not even in the music industry like that anymore.
He's not hot like that. Yes, his music, like when he's executive produced something, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's going to do like millions of numbers because Puffy's behind it.
But he's moved on to TV and shit like that. He's not even in music. Yeah. So even if like 5-6 years later, because this album came out 20 years ago almost.
That's long, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's long. Not...
Woe came out almost 20 years ago. No?
1999.
Jesus.
Is when the Life Story album dropped.
Yeah, they shouldn't be mention them puff right now.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. Fam. Like, condolences again to Black Rob. And this is not to slander Black Rob's name in any way or like put like dirt on his name or anything like that. It's just like, at some point in time, Manzum have to start taking responsibility for their actions and stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Take accountability for shit. Like, yo, you know, I fucked up. I did. And I'm not, again, not saying he didn't. I'm just saying Manzum are always quick to say, yeah, well, Big Homie should have helped. No, Big Homie don't always gotta help, fam. If Big Homie can show you the way, Big Homie should show you advice. But Big Homie don't gotta, yo, here's a helping hand to it. I don't care if you're in your dying bed or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy, though.
Well, yo, I'm pretty sure he's gonna end up helping too, the way how they're pressing him too.
Yeah. Like, again, it's not even
I think that's what people want too. Like, you know, they will end up like, people will catch their feelings, like, yo, start pressing him, like, yo, so he especially if he passed away.
Yeah.
Cause look at Jay-Z, he helped DMX kids. I think he bought what?
I think it's Cap, right? Cap. That's all Cap.
Holy Cap news.
Yeah, fam. Because me and Friday were talking about it. 10 mil for DMX, fam. Yeah. That's a little too fucked. Not even a little. That's very friggin' low. That's what I was thinking too. So it did come out that it was Cap news.
Okay.
Yo, the internet is scary, you know. Because you see something like that and you're like, yeah, Jay. Because I was there too. I was like, yeah, fam, Jay. Like, he's big for that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And just to call back to that too, with the Nipsey, with the masters and stuff like that, Nipsey owned his masters.
Well, yeah, they said Jay bought his masters and shit.
He bought the masters that he already owned. That was Nipsey's whole MO, like, own your masters.
Yeah.
So why does he need Jay?
Yo, that's not. You see the internet? They're cold, fam. And if you don't do your research, you'll be one of those guys that just go, yeah, Jay, da-da-da-da-da, yeah. Nah, nigga, that's not.
Yo, Cap News is serious. If you don't, yeah, like you said, if you don't do your research and find out what going, you just run with it. I thought Jay-Z, like, I was about to say, yeah, shout out to Jay, and you just had to stop.
Yeah, you could be a potter in your feelings about certain things, and, you know, it's Cap.
Okay.
Anyways. On to the news. Oh my ass. So we got the boy YG. He seems like he's gearing up to drop something. He dropped a snippet track. And yo, if Friday pulls it up, yo, I'm here for it, fam. I love my old tunes, my old school snippets and shit like that. Boy.
I'm gonna fucking teach you how to share a link.
Man. Yeah. My bad, fam.
When it turns blue, that means it's a link.
What do you think? I gotta space it or something?
Yes. I think so. Why is he playing Cyndi Lauper?
Sample.
That was not quite so bad.
Girls just wanna have fun. She's watching for your money, little boy, and I laugh them. Every time I feel something, I had a mask on, gang shit. All my niggas on the leg, sometimes. When I had a big gun, like a couple of Megatron.
I'm imagining this video in my head, just YG with bitches, fam. They're on a beach in a pool somewhere, just.
Whoa.
Fam, that right there, this is what I like. Oh, like, I like it because this is what I've been asking for the man, them. Like, you don't. Niggas don't have to talk all that oppie shit. They don't have to talk all that oppie shit. Do this, fam. This is fucking fun.
Did you take in the lyrics, though, before we say that? Because
You're right. You're right.
I didn't. I'm just vibing. I didn't take any lyrics.
You're right, Friday.
Friday's right.
Friday is 1,000% right.
You just checked me and Friday just checked you.
Yes. I didn't check you, but I was just telling you.
It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. Listen, okay, it sounds groovy. Hopefully he's not talking about his ops and the shit.
Sounds groovy.
Like, I'm just, my problem, you know what I mean? Like, I heard it and I just heard it on him and immediately I went into music video idea guts mode and I'm thinking YG with bitches and a pool and he's just doing his little fun dances and shit. I wasn't thinking about the oppie part.
Meanwhile, he probably mentioned like 30
ops in that one snippet. He probably said a bunch of shit that I just missed. But it's dope though. It's it's new. So like I can't remember the last time like a Toronto artist of his stature, you know what I'm saying, doing something like that. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see a Pressaw or like, I'm just thinking anybody from more their clique that would jump on like a song. A sample like that is like, whoa, bro, that's super different. super creative. I'm rocking with it. I hope this is his next single. Don't do anything else. Don't put out that packs on packs. Don't just put this out. Drop this shit. That's just me on that. Anybody else? Like, what do you guys think of it? Dope?
No, it's definitely fire. Fire. You know what I mean? And like, I can see the young generations rocking with it. And you especially want the young generation rocking with it because that's more exposure, you know? Like, you know, probably the older heads or, you know, but the young generation, that's what it is. It's all about the younger.
Yeah, the young, hopefully the youngins go do their sample and they'll be like, yo, who did that? They Shazam in. They're like, yo, oh my God, this song back in the day. I heard my parents jam out to this 1-2 times.
Facts.
Their parents might be too young. Their grandparents might have rocked out to it, but yeah. What do you think, Friday?
I just hope it clears. We're all having a good time over here. It sounds really, you know, it sounds fire. It's really groovy.
Yeah.
It sounds groovy.
Yeah.
Right?
Groovy, dude.
But that's a big fucking sample. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, is a huge record.
That shit still plays on commercials and shit. Yes. Like, you'll watch a commercial and you'll say, girls, they wanna have fun. It would be like a tampon commercial or something, and they have that.
Okay, so, listen, no diss to YG, because that shit sounds fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking out for people to make sure they get their paperwork right. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want Cyndi Lauper and they people to come for your ass, bro. They will come with the heavy lawyers.
So, yeah. No matter how he puts his song out, they'll come for him. Let's just say
he just puts it out on YouTube,
like a regular.
He can't monetize off of it. And if they find it, yo, quick example: there's a song that never came out with Nicki Minaj and Nas over the Fast Cars beat.
The Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
And she fucking came for her ass.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki just finished the fucking lawsuit off that shit.
And she won, no?
I think so. I don't remember exactly, but like, she was the lawyers came out.
Oh shit!
So is that the reason why a lot of artists stop using so many samples?
Exactly, because, the reason.
Because like before, I don't know if Gucci, if you're like up to the time with this, but like a lot of artists would like sample everything, fam. Like, I want to say mid 2005 to like 2010, I can't even remember, but like everything was like almost a sample from like an old school 80s or just, it was just a sample. People and then they
getting,
stopped.
People been getting sued from way back in the days.
Yeah, the they still be getting sued, but then it like we haven't seen big samples recently. Like actually more now recently, like people have been like, Meek jumped on a song recently, like a Spanish tune. It's just dope seeing it from Toronto, especially from a artist like YG picking up a sample like that. That's super freaking dope, fam. I'm bubbling with it, YG. Regardless, put it out.
The idea is dope. It's just if you could at least release the idea.
So it's more like exposure, just to get people to pass around your, you know.
If you can get it cleared, then it'll be great. Yeah. You can get money off of it. But what happens with a lot of these things? Happened with Sting too, when he came for fucking Juice WRLD.
Right? Oh yeah. He didn't get a dollar off of that track.
You can go monetize off of it, but you're gonna make like sense to the fucking millions I'm making off of it now.
But isn't it too because of the cadence of how you do the song too? Like Juice WRLD was very like it sounded like Sting.
Yeah.
Whereas when you do it differently, they can't, like, it was the Robin Thicke. Fuck, there's a lot of them, fam. Robin Thicke on Blurred Lines. And Marvin Gaye said they like the way it was, the sound of it and everything.
It's called an interpolation.
God damn. Well, hopefully YG gets it out, man. Like, I'm excited for that regardless. Big up yourself, YG. Sticking to this whole YG thing. These guys are going live again. Changes on tour. Now, I don't know much about this guy. Is it Mo Fuego? Mo Fuego, he's an Ohio rapper, and allegedly his chain is on tour. All right, he said he claims like he wasn't messing with any of these any beef with people from not in his city, and because allegedly again his chain was his chain was just on certain man's page, and whatever happened. So he said it was all cap. He came up with a video. We were speaking about it on our way here, and we were like, he came up with a video saying, nah, fam, like, chain got stolen where? Like, wagwan, you guys are capping. And we had the conversation, maybe he's lying, maybe he's not, because anybody can just go buy a next chain or have a duplicate chain. I don't know what happened, but it was all cap on his side. He's lying like a motherfucker. The niggas have his chain. They stole his chain, talking about, yo, niggas had to get cool with me.
But why would he lie, though?
Because it looks bad, fam.
Rapper losing his chain is like a career-ending thing.
Yeah, it's not a good look, B. Especially from a Toronto. Imagine you from the States and you got your chain stolen from a Toronto nigga? Or a Toronto nigga has your chain? Oh, God. You can't come back to your block.
Oh, no.
Okay, you let Drake take your chain, boy? You let them Drake boys take your chain? Oh, you can't get... You better go back out there and go get it. You better find that, boy. They ain't having that, fam. So I'm thinking he probably, like, he was like, yeah, fam, you guys don't have my chain. I have a next one. Mm-hmm. He came out, like, the day later, you were telling me, right? He was showing me, like, a day later, he came out and was trying to say, yeah, that's all cap. I have my chain. He got some YouTuber to help him. And nah, buds, don't play that shit with Toronto niggas. I don't know what happened, but, like... Something must have happened between where somebody was like, nah, fam, we really do have your chain. We'll expose it. Go out and say that it, like, we have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? I sit in a... I made you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong?
He didn't give it away, though. He got to take it, though.
Hey, I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong?
Grease. So, yeah, here, I guess...
I gotta make that a sample.
Yeah, you do. That piece right there. So Keep Six Solid. Shout out Keep Six Solid. So he says, a bum ass nigga had to play cool with me to steal my chain. Cause niggas can't rob me. Mind you, I'm 19 and all y'all grown ass when wear my shit look broke. You don't get cool points for stealing a chain. I hope it was worth it. Not man enough to rob me, so you go and steal and hide. And then fuck. YG responded. I have real reach. Get your taken from a next country. Go live or go post your chain now. He deleted his picture of it off of his Insta. Don't par with me. People I don't like and talk slimy in your captions. On top of that, pussy boy. I have more say than him in Ohio. I used to get in on Ohio like Cam. No cap.
That sound like some paid for.
Like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in.
Yo, what's wrong with you? So yeah, stop fucking around with these Toronto artists, bro. I guess that's my take from it. And yeah, stop capping about it. Like, what's wrong with saying you? I guess Friday did say it. Friday, if you got your chains taken, you're not as a rapper. You're not seeing it. You're capping like homie too.
Giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong?
Friday has spoken. What about you, Gooch?
As a rapper,
you get your chains taken. Are you taking homeboy's route? You're capping about it too?
Nah, I'm not. Because it's going to make you look even more funnier. Like, the fuck? Like, why are you capping? You know what I mean? It's like, you took your chain. You know what I mean? You don't have to cap.
Friday, can you check this MoFuego's guy's page to see if the chain... Hold on. Internet might be working a little bit. Oh, he did take down the picture. Oh.
Where? What are you talking about? What picture?
He put up a picture the next day, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, he put it on his page, like MoFuego, like what chain got stolen kind of thing.
He even put up a picture too.
He put up a picture.
I shouldn't be laughing at this because this is some real fucking nicotry right now going on.
Yeah, my bad. Being mixy like always. I apologize, guys. Let's keep this music, all right? Ohio guy, send a diss track. YG send a diss track. YG's probably gonna be like, fuck you. I'm not sending no diss track. I got the nigga. Anyways, moving on to some more mixy shit.
I was going to play Cameron Get It in Ohio, but keep going.
I used to get it in Ohio. We a little bit mixy today. And apparently, so last week with Hoodlum and Sick People, they had a little back and forth. Sick People was going at it with everybody and like a whole bunch of people got at him, right? Mm-hmm. Hoodlum decided to be very disrespectful. And put out a situation where I guess Sick People was on the run. And he must have got shot at. And he must have
spot where police found.
Keep going.
Oh, I thought you were gonna run it. So yeah, that was his response to everything that Sick People was doing. Hoodlum put out the video of him getting flagging down the police.
Yeah.
again, this is not about them because it's very sticky. What would you do if you were in that situation?
So I'll play the audio.
A man's sandals, some blood, and discarded medical gloves mark the spot where police found the victim near Eglinton and the Allen.
The officers were in full uniform. They were driving a police vehicle. Mr. McLean had already suffered his injuries, his gunshot wounds, and he was the one that flagged down the passing police car.
Shot in the groin and arm, bleeding heavily, the man had no choice but to hail police, taking the risk that his identity would be discovered. It turns out the victim, police tell us, was none other than Shaquan McLean, a 24-year-old wanted on a Canada-wide warrant since spring 2017.
Mr. McLean has known that he's wanted. It was well publicized. The pictures, his picture was placed all about the news media.
Yeah. So, again, question to you guys both. Are you flagging down the police? Yeah. And I'll straight up say, hell fucking yes, I'm flagging down the police and I'm going to fucking jail. Are you fucking dumb? For everybody that's out there saying, oh, I'm a bad man. No, you're fucking not. You're lying. You're cap. If your driving skills ain't that good, I'm lying. Some of you guys are dumb and you're going to go shoot out and go lose your fucking life in a situation where you can probably sit down for a couple of years and then come back out. No. I'm not, again, he doesn't have to snitch. He doesn't have to go say who shot at him or anything. He's like, all right, fuck it. I did my time. I did the race. I'm going to go sit for a while. And I got shot at too. That's just me.
It's sticky, fam. It's definitely a sticky situation right there. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But like, fuck it. Like, fuck. It's crazy.
Good, you don't even know how to answer. I'm telling you, like, yo, when I first did it, I'm like, fuck me. And like, I don't want to put, like, I was going to put the rapper. If you're a rapper, what do you do? Fam, I'm not dying. I'm sorry. I'm going to the bin.
But I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people outside, you know, like, and I mean, you could, like, see, and they're going to see, obviously, you're hurt.
Bro, I'm going to the bin. You can't go to the hospital. What are you going to go to the hospital and with a fake ID or something? Mm-hmm. Like, it's too much fucking work. You got shot. What are you going to do? I don't know the situation that happened.
Yeah.
If he had a burner on him, if he's shooting back. If you don't got a burner on you, fam. Yes, I'm waving on the police. Yo, fam, come. Take me. Take me. I got shot. I don't know who shot me. I got shot. I'm on the run. Fuck it. I'm like, bro, like, anybody that says different. I don't know. Y'all are some demons, because I don't know, bro. When I heard that, I'm like, so what? What the fuck? He's not supposed to wave down the cops? Come on, somebody. Like,
okay. That's a sticky one, because nobody knows what they're going to do until they're actually in the situation.
Facts.
Right? A lot of people will say what they would do and what they wouldn't do if they got shot, but there's not that many people in the world who have gotten actually shot.
Yes.
Right? The percentage of people in the world who gotten shot compared to the people who haven't is way lower. Right? So everybody will have an opinion on, I would fucking not call the police. He didn't call the police, but like, flag them down. Like, if that's the only emergency situation that can help you, like, to not die, right? Because let's make sure to emphasize, it wasn't a snitching thing. It's like, no, I'm bleeding out. Like, I need somebody to take me to the hospital, and these happen to be the motherfuckers. Right? But when you're in this kind of life, it's like, it kind of gets sticky, right? You don't want to die, right? But and it's hard to say, because if I was in the situation, because I don't want to do one of those scenarios, because I haven't been in the situation, don't want to be,
right? Yeah, like, that's
I would try to do as much as I can to maybe see if somebody can get an ambulance for me first, even though in the end of the day, I'm probably going to end up going to jail once I sit in the hospital and they find out who I am. But I have to go to a hospital. Somebody has to get me some kind of medical care. And either way, I'm going to go inside if I'm on the run. It's going to happen.
This shit ain't Sons of Anarchy. It ain't The Wire, kids.
Unless you take me to a private hospital where it's like a gangster hospital, like, I'm going to go to jail. Whether you take me to the police take me to the hospital or the fucking ambulance takes me to the hospital, I'm going to jail after.
Listen, kids. I don't know whoever. I don't know if it's a rapper that's going to encourage you to say this or whoever. It's not cool to die. No. It's not cool to do this gang shit, all right?
It's true.
So when you see a situation like this, and in your head, like, again, I don't wish this on nobody, but I'm seeing if any of you guys ever get into this situation, you're thinking, nah, I'm a real nigga. No. Flag down the cops, go to jail, my nigga. Do your time, and be... That's another thing. But just do your time, all right? Just do your time, and maybe the situation wouldn't even happen. Just saying. Who knows? Who knows? So, you know?
That one is sticky.
Yeah, that one is sticky. Very
man.
Sticky.
That one is sticky, man. Yo, do you have anything? Anybody have any news? Anything?
No, I think you already have it here. I sent it to you. I was like, talk about this.
You want to get to that one? You want to go to that one?
About Bobby and the White Girls?
You want to talk about Bobby and the White Girls? Or?
Yeah, whatever. Let's get to anything.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into the. I was gonna save it for the uncut segment, but so the boy Bobby Schmidt is home. Shout out to the whole GS9. You know, what is it? Rowdy Rebel, right? Mm-hmm. I was gonna say Rowdy Rich. Whatever happened to Rowdy Rich? That nigga fell off, eh?
No. He made his money and he's chilling. He's gonna come back.
Okay. I was gonna talk about that Drake song, but yeah. So, so Mr. GS9 came home, and you know, we seen a few videos of him coming home, and you know. Females that were around him.
Yeah.
But there's a female that was around him, a white female, Snow Bunny.
Yeah.
Caucasian. And she Hold put on. Out some,
her name is Snow Bunny.
I don't know if her name's Snow Bunny. Okay. I'm calling her Snow Bunny. Okay. Anyways, long story short, she put out a video of them saying that, you know, that's my boo. It's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I've been holding him down. And like Black Twitter got at him like, yo. This is who you've been holding down the whole time? Mm-hmm. Like, Wagwan. And he came out and said, yo, chill. That's all cap. That's not my thing. That's my homie's thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's his homie's thing?
That's his homie's thing. And here's the thing. Bobby, we seen the shorty with you for the whole time, fam. We seen her riding for you. We seen her in all those videos. We seen her in the videos of you coming home. It's not your shorty's thing, fam. Like, come on, bro.
Yo, so did, like, was she kissing him? Because I didn't get to see it really. Like.
There is a video of her kissing up on a person.
Okay.
But the video I seen is not Bobby. Clear. To me, it's not clear enough to know if it's
okay,
Bobby.
Okay.
I wouldn't say if, is this it right here?
I mean.
Hey, is that him? Is that him? I don't know.
Yo, I just...
She's pretty close. So, yo. Like, if we're... if you're my homie...
Yeah,
and you're shorty, you know what I'm saying? I'm that close to your shorty.
To me, that looks like a battery thing instead of a Like, that's what I'm getting. Like, I seen her, she looked like she's kissing on him. So, and I mean.
So you're saying it could be his homie's thing.
Yeah, it could she be. Just,
his, so what's the issue? So if she was black, then nobody would care?
Ooh, I think that's the issue with black.
Because that's the reason I brought it up.
Yeah, I think that's the real reason. More than anything, like, it's not the fuck cares? Because she's a baddie regardless.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
But yeah, like, why is it even a fucking news story in the first place? Right? I'm not gonna, and don't get me wrong, I'm not Mr. Caper for the white women, but at the same time, date who you fucking want. You know what I'm saying? It's become a news story, and it's been and I've seen it on multiple things, so I was like, Gutsy, we gotta talk about this.
Yeah.
But it's like, why is it a news story? Because she's white? Who the fuck cares?
I think, well, Black Twitter's the one that got at him.
But that's some dumb shit. Like, why are they getting at Bobby because he's with a white girl? Who the fuck cares? Yeah,
but then he's playing into it by saying that.
Why is he even denying it?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. But he's making it. He should have said the same thing though. If he came out and said, "Yo, even if this is my girl, why is it an issue? She held me down.
Yeah,
where the fuck were y'all?
Exactly.
But he probably wants to hide it.
Well, he's an idiot.
He's dumb for it, fam. She held you down, fam.
Because you have people saying that's your man's thing. And then
she's getting cheesed.
No, he's saying that it's his, that. He's saying that.
He did a video. People, he's like, no, that's not mine. You know, yeah. That's my friend.
Oh,
no,
that's...
Bro, just so, own up. That's your girl, fam. Like, don't stop being an idiot, man.
Come on, man.
That's
yeah.
your shorty.
Who See, cares now, if she's white, fam? If you like her, you like her.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to... If you're going to say it's your Manson, now I'm going to look at it like it's a battery thing because she's kissing up on you and things and you're allegedly, saying it's your Manson.
Allegedly. Because that video, I didn't know. That video didn't really look like him. I don't know if there's somebody just threw a random video in there.
But, like, there's... Yeah, you never know because when you're big and your man things around, she probably gonna want to record you low key.
I just don't like.
I don't know. Still,
you know, I understand. You know, black love, and that's great. You know what I'm saying? But we can't be enforcing this separation thing neither. You know what I mean? Because then we're no better, family.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fact.
And as black people don't ever want to hear that shit. Like, you know we can't do the same shit that these guys are doing and then expect, oh, okay, well, they're going to respect us or anything. It shouldn't matter who you love, yeah. who you date. If Shorty's riding out for the man, she's riding out Facts. For the man. It shouldn't be anything else.
Facts.
Like, yeah. Be happy that the man's home.
And maybe I'm taking it a little bit personally because I've had where women are like, well, I see you with white girls and shit like that. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? I'll fuck a black girl. I'll fuck a white girl. I'll fuck an Indian girl. It don't make no fucking difference.
It's whoever gets lucky, baby. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, they got to know, like, it's the difference. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
So do you have a problem, Gucci, with showing off if it was your shorty and she was white? Would you have a problem with showing her off to the people?
Hell no. Especially if she's bad. Like, I'm going to show her off. But the thing is, I don't want to really, like, certify it like yo, that's my thing out there for you know, like obviously that's gonna cause problems, but I wouldn't be afraid to show off any white, any like if she's bad.
What if she's not bad though?
Like she's lucky she's with me. So
what if
I'm
she's not bad?
Huh?
What if she's not bad? You see how the niggas just ignoring that question?
If she's not bad, I'm gonna still show her because I'm gonna put her together. You feel me? Like.
You said I'm gonna put the thing together.
If I lie, like you know, you could do it.
It sounds groovy.
It's groovy, baby. Yeah, man. Fuck, bro. Bobby, stop lying, bro.
Just fucking own that shit, bro.
Own the fucking shit.
Cap news.
Don't be a capper, fam. Because we seen the chick, fam. She's everywhere. You're smashing the thing. You're smashing the thing.
You're putting my blast.
It's probably a surety. Or it's community because he's on parole, so it's just community support, as they call it when you're on parole. Stop fucking lying, buddy.
Yo,
you know you gotta go home to her every night.
You
ain't got no choice. You gotta go home to her every single night.
Oh,
poor
yeah.
guy. I hope he doesn't have to go home for her saying that shit. Like after saying that,
well, if she's his community support, then guess what? Whatever you say online, I'll see you when you get home. You're on curfew anyway, nigga.
Poor dude.
And she's all wearing his chain and everything.
Got the whitest chick in the game wearing my chain.
Sticky. Holy Friday took it there. Really quick. Yeah, Browning, sorry. Your boy, he's a thing. And yeah, everybody... I don't know how you're going to do it. Maybe I'll throw it. But shout out Brown and her page got deleted again. One of my gallop sisters. So this is not her fault. No, Friday. It's not her fault for doing anything like crazy on live. She didn't. People were just hating on her this time. They were sending reports. She didn't go cry my life. Big up my sister, Ellen Browning. You know what I'm saying? Stop hating the gallop, man.
Stop hating the gallop.
Let them shine in their facts, their category that they're in.
Free Browning, yo.
Free Browning.
Free up.
So the man were asking me a question about this the other day, and I had to big up my cousin. That one, you don't see it there. Gucci's eyes are terrible, by the way.
Yeah, I think I need contact.
But yeah, I was bigging up my cousin Six Buzz because everybody was asking me, "Yo, Guts, why you on Six Buzz platform so much, B? How come Gutsy can't get a friggin'? How come Gutsy can't let the man them get into the lives and this, that, and the third?" And I'm just like, holy, like, I've been trying to get into this life too. Like,
yeah.
It's a secret society, bro.
That's crazy. I was going to ask, like, what's going on with this Six Buzz and Gutsy? Like, is there a thing? Like, the people want to know, like, is there a thing going on? Because, yo, I see you hosting. I see you on live.
Anything, man.
I see you on, like, you're just there. Like, you know, and we love it. We appreciate it. You know what I mean, we all appreciate what's going on. And shout out to Six Buzz, man. You know what I mean? So what's going on? Like, the people want to know, like, is what's, you know, like, I'm all hearing, like, you guys are related to. Like, that's what the people are saying.
So what happened was, Friday didn't want to re-up on the contract. So, nah, I'm joking.
Okay. Yo, you got my heartbeat. I'm joking. But yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Shout out to Six Buzz. They let me get a little quick interview in when he was in Dubai. It took me out because, like, I just woke up and shit. I had Mata in my eye. And the man's like, yo, interview. I was like, whoa. Wasn't expecting that. Where are you? But, yo, big them up. I don't know. Like, the love is always there.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, they repost me or repost stuff, our content and shit for 8 minutes. And, you know. That's funny. I think I probably interviewed him for under 8 minutes. Anyways. It's love, fam. Like, I have, like, I don't know. Like, I think Six Buzz might be looking for, like, a host for maybe his live stuff. And he's just, you know.
I was watching. You look good on there. And I see when.
Thank you.
When, even when Chromas came on there, she shouted you out real quick. She's like, Guts. So I'm like, yo, you're getting mad love.
Send me the fucking bag, Chromas. I need my fucking bag. But, yeah. I don't know, bro. Like, I like what they're doing because it just seems like they're more open to just working with more people.
Yeah, in general.
You know, shout out AR Paisley and them and Roadrunner, Chromas. Yeah. We all came through, had a good night there. And Six Buzz, if you need Gutsy to host something, hey, Six Views Uncut, We Love Hip Hop, Six Buzz. I'm saying we the biggest platform, so it only makes sense.
Could I get personal with you, Lil?
Hell yeah.
My dog. Like, because I never been on Six Buzz Live, and I know when you usually jump on live, you get a little followers. Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, well, the people want to know, like, how much followers did you get off of Six Buzz Live hosted?
I got enough.
Okay. Enough said.
I got enough. It wasn't life changing or anything that. You still got to be entertaining still. Like, you could go on Six Buzz and you know, the live and just flop and are just be unentertaining and people just won't fuck with you, right?
I think
I was a little dirt baggish enough where people were entertained, I hope.
Okay.
And, you know, like, again, Six Buzz, you ever need me to come host anything, you know, your boy is here, you know. I'm done after episode 50. Jeez. So we got 5 more episodes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out of here. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Six Buzz.
Shout out Six Buzz. Shout out We Love Hip Hop too, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Obviously built and groomed this man here called Gutsy Guts that's doing, you know, this nice little show, and, you know, groomed Gucci into my great co-host right here. You know what I'm saying? We doing great things out here. But, you know, shout out Six Buzz, I guess. Friday, what do you think?
I think that's dope, man. I think, you know, to me, they're media fam. No matter how much, like, you know, we've had our little share of issues back in the days, but it's always been love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I see stuff like that, to me, I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah.
I think... I was like chilling. I was chilling. I was doing some self-care, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Basically, you know what I mean? Unplugging for a second, and then I got the notification from you, and I was like, this is great. I could just kick back.
Yeah.
I'm watching Gutsy do his fucking thing. To me, it all comes back to the network. Anyway.
Network, yeah, exactly. It all bigs up the network. And again, it's
all love.
It's just like when Friday jumps on before they were famous, or even if McCrudden ever wants, you know, if McCrudden ever wants to come over here, I don't know, that'd be Friday thing. But if anybody wants to come on Six Views Uncut, I'm cool as long as they're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
If McCrudden was to holler at you to pop up on them before they were famous, that would be lovely.
Of course, I'm down with anybody. Straight out of Six, keep Six solid. Like, I'm cool with all you guys that are working. Keep Six Lives up next. Shout out Up Next in your award show. You know what I'm saying? I see you out there. You know, you're doing big things. You know what I'm saying? We the only platforms that are out here doing award shows. I like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I'm down to help anybody do anything. Like, I'm not that guy that's going, oh, you're over there, so you're a competition. Nah, fam. If this helps the city, obviously if it helps the platform too, but if it helps the city more than anything, of course I'm about it.
You know what I would like to see? You interviewing Six Buzz.
Well, That's like a real interview.
Yeah.
Six Buzz. Let's make it happen, fam. Get a voice changer or whatever, and we make something happen, bro. I think that'll blow up. That'll break the internet. It better.
But I thought Six Buzz said he's gonna show himself after a certain amount of followers he gets. Okay.
Caperoo. Did you see him? But shout out Six Buzz.
Shout out Six Buzz.
Six Angels, everything that Six Buzz got going over there. And really quick, because Friday was on that, and I'm just being an asshole and being petty. Listen, if you motherfuckers have a problem with Friday, don't take that shit out on me, eh? Suck out your mother.
What?
Yeah, where, fam.
Where did that come from?
If you guys have an issue with... You can't see him. You have an issue with Friday?
Say what?
That's your issue with... No, actually, no. You can't even say that. It is an issue with me because I'm going to take that shit personal anyway. So fuck.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm lost, man.
DJ scratching it.
Say pull it what? Up.
Shadow Keeps It Solid. He also dropped something about Young Lava hinting at a project. I think it was called Hood Politic or Hood Politician or some shit like that. Mm. And before we get into the other news, what do you think? You're excited for new Lava?
Oh, definitely. I would love to hear what he has to say.
Mm?
Well, like, there's some new stuff he has, like, in the cut.
Well, I guess he had probably a project that was music that he had probably stated to come out, but he never got a chance to put it out because he got on the run, right?
Okay.
So now that I guess he's home, or not home, but he's sitting down for a while, he's got time to just put out music. Do we want to see him? Should he be putting out music? I guess there's a few questions behind it, right? We talked about this, I believe, last week when we were speaking about top five, right? Him putting out certain songs right now. Would that make sense? Even though it might not have to do with the case involved because they're either leaked tracks or new songs, does it even make sense for artists to put out songs at this point in time?
I mean, a lot of people's doing it. So, like, I can't, like, it's whatever. He's in a situation. He knows he's in a sticky situation. At the end of the day, he wants some love, right? He wants to put some music out. He wants to hear his fans show him some love and why he's in a situation. And, you know, like, to make him feel better.
But don't...
That's what, how I look at it. If it was me.
But wouldn't you want to worry about your case, though? Wouldn't you more want to focus on, that's, okay, let me get this case figured out and let me worry about that first. And then when that gets figured out, whether I'm sitting down or I come out, then I can release music.
I mean, you're already going through it, right? Like, yeah, so yeah. It's like, he probably feels like he has more room to, like, let me do this now, you know? Let me just, I think he's going through it. He feels like he probably, like, it's a sticky situation. He doesn't even care right now. He just wants to, you know, he just put out some music and make people hear from him. That's how I feel. Like, I'll probably do the same.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you're these days because they're using music and it's been always that way, but because these things have been coming up in court and stuff like that,
yeah.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Because technically, you know, people are they're musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Music is their livelihood. They could make money from these streams, especially if it's getting a lot of attention, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be this. That's the same thing that's going to help you pay your lawyer bills and all that type of stuff, right? So, you know, are they going to stop their livelihood because they're in a legal situation?
It's very true. Good example, Vybz Kartel.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sticky because, like, yes, those lyrics can fucking come back to bite you, but it shouldn't be that way, like what we were discussing the other day.
Yeah. No, it's facts. That's true. So getting on that, Keep Six Solid put that post out, right? I shout out the boy PK Herc, Parkdale legend. He made
shout
a comment.
PK gang.
He made a comment stating like maybe he probably has bigger things to worry about, going to the fact that like he probably should worry about his court case and shit.
Yeah.
And they ate his back up. They were like, yo, why? Like, a lot of the comments were just dumb because it was just like, niggas, you're not going to do that to Herc. Like, you're not going to say it to his face. So it's like, just stop it. But a lot of them was the same thing that you're saying too, right? So yeah. It was the whole I wish we had Herc here so we can like kind of go back and forth with it. But like, his point is the same thing. Like, yo, fam, like, shouldn't you want to focus on your court case?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were just like, nah, let the man speak his music. Like, people need that kind of music. Maybe his music is helping other people. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? So,
see, like, there's nothing wrong with PK said. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's a smarter way of doing it. And that's more for his that's more personal. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, the fans out here, they're looking for themselves. They want to hear, like, me. I'm not really looking for, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking just to hear what he say. I'm not really looking at his personal situation. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that's his opinion. I don't know why they're going after him. You guys, come on, man. You don't have to be going at my boy PK for that. Yeah, you feel me? But that's light. You know what I mean? That's his opinion. That's more for, you know, like, it's a personal situation. He's looking at it. You know what I mean? You guys are looking at it more for, like, yourself. You want to hear it. I'm like that, too. You know what I mean? I can't blame you guys. So, I mean, they just want to overpower that and say, yo, let him come out with that. You know? They don't want no one stopping the movement.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's his fans.
But yeah, shout out Herc, man. I felt the same. I felt the same way. I felt like maybe it's not the right time. But I know, like, a lot of artists do just want to put out music. They're inside. They don't know how long their court case is gonna be.
Yeah.
So they maybe want to end, like, not saying Lava, because I don't know Lava's situation, but artists are probably don't have money to pay for lawyer fees or whatever. So maybe this might be a way to get to a bag. Can you still monetize when you're doing that Friday? I don't know. That's a question.
Yeah.
You can still monetize off your music even though you're inside.
Yeah. It's like there are times where they're like, they try to like take the race where you can't monetize. The family got mad and they're like, you can't monetize off of your criminal activity that you're talking about in the song. But the song is actually pertaining to the case.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So like the families are now like, yo, you're affecting us by making money off of the song when you're talking about our family member that passed or whatever. So that's a thing. But other than that, it's kind of free reign when it comes to that shit.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hold your head, Lava. And Herc. Definitely. You went viral.
Viral Herc.
Viral Herc, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. PK Parker out here. Last little news story I got pertaining to like music in Toronto shit. A lot of artists put out some music in the last week or so. And are, I guess they're, previewing a lot of new music and shit. So we got, obviously, at the top, we played Boogs. If you can run it for us again really quick, Friday, the Boogs from Love from Toronto, is it?
Jeez.
Shout out Boogs, Six Views, and We Love Hip Hop, Six Views, Uncut, and We Love Hip Hop. I'm fuck, alumni. Kill him back, baby, what a love.
I let that shit slide, I got everything. Almost lost it all, probably I can see the petty things. Know that if I see ya, I might ask ya if you said them things. Seeing me the gang, and we done a stain, anything. Yeah, that's right. Seeing me the gang, and we done a stain, anything.
Father figure, drop it soon, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right. Seeing me the gang, and you know that I'm booted up. Two-turn piped up. I'm back, baby, with a love.
Back, baby, with a love. Scum.
Yo. Shout out Boogs, man. I'm really feeling that record, bro.
It's definitely a vibe.
It's a move. Fuck.
Drake record.
I know. That's why I was like, fuck. Why did Moolah and... It's no diss, but Moolah and fucking Boogs have killed these two Drake records. No? Anyone? Anyone? No? No? I'm feel like, yo, like, I don't know what it is.
I agree with the Moolah.
Oh, this still,
this too early for this.
This is still too early?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a few people messaged me and they were like, yo, this is a mood. And not a lot of people message me when I drop songs on my page. So when like I drop this and they actually DM me like, yo, this Boogs track is big, fam. And I had to tell them like, yo, this is actually a remix to Drake's track. They're like, really? I was like, yeah. So I don't know if this is like a new wave where like Toronto guys are just gonna go remix all of Jake's things and just make it like some hot fire, but I'm rocking with it. I'm feeling it, bro.
That's how you feel? Okay.
Yo. I'm feeling it. That's all I gotta say.
Can I show y'all something here. Mm-hmm. On the YouTube, licensed to YouTube by UMG in brackets on the behalf of Drake / Republic end brackets UMPG Publishing, Solar Music Rights Management, CRMA, Cobalt Music Publishing. These are all things that are all Drake stuff.
Mm.
So this is like fully a Drake record that like basically
he remixed
basically. Like, it's a good record.
Yeah, it's good.
But like, and with him and Moolah, like, they can't make nothing off of it.
Yeah, but
it's buzz.
Yeah, it's buzz. It's just good buzz. And again, it's just good to see Boogz in just good. Like, he just looks good. No homo, like, just himself. He just looks healthy. Yeah. He looks like he's having fun. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's getting back to this music shit like he should. I like that. Let's, you know what I mean? Boogz, just stay dude putting out this shit. That's all you gotta do.
I like the video though. It was dope. Like how it showed when he was coming out.
And all that.
You know what I mean? He's getting picked up in the Rolls Royce. You know what I mean? All the video definitely meant
something.
Yeah, that was
the two snow bunnies.
Yeah.
Let's see if Boogz is gonna claim these two.
That's like a, you know what I mean, memorable.
He did. You remember when those shorties was on the live?
No, I did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The one that they put the bag over her head.
Oh, say a word.
Ricky misses nothing.
God damn. And obviously we paid YG too at the top with the girls want to have fun. Black of the Dawn, he released like a whole bunch of remixes to a bunch of songs too. He did the Crocodile Teeth, the Black of the Teeth. He did the track star. She's a runner, she's a track star. You gonna run away when it gets hard.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
Yo, sidebar, no sidebar. You guys heard this Mookie song, right? You've heard that song before, Friday, right? What? You've never heard this song? She's what? A runner, she's a track star. She don't run away when it gets hot. Yeah. You've heard the song, right, Friday?
Yeah.
Did you hear the little controversy behind this?
No.
So the song obviously went viral through a dance, right? A TikTok dance that...
Beat bed coming. Keep going.
Yeah, so... The song it went viral from somebody doing the dance from it, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, the guy that did the dance is gay or trans. I'm not too sure. But he made the song big. And my boy that did the song didn't reach out to him to be in the music video. Should he have reached out? It's kind of like a Shiggy situation. Because the man made the song big off of TikTok, right?
Yeah. But like, yo, honestly... Like, what you mean, reach out to him, like, just in general, just say your respect for letting it pop?
Yeah, put him in the music video.
She heard anyone that gets involved. Don't want to come in by taking this ball. Wow. She gonna do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk to
him. Yeah, this is a boot.
Oh, she's a runner, she's a child. Yo.
Oh, wow.
You know what's so funny? Yo, I play this for the man when I'm playing video games and they don't want to fight and they run away. That's what I play for them. You're a runner, you're a track star. You don't run away when it gets hot. Yo, this song.
Yo,
shout out Joe and them. Yo, if you really break down the lyrics and the fact that the girls like this song is so fucked up, fam.
Yo,
like how can any girl big up this song? You're a waste, Catty, if you big up this song, fam. You're a runner, she's a track star. She gonna run away when it gets hard.
I seen this.
She gonna do the race, but not this one. Oh,
Yo, fam. You know what got me dying? Yo, shout out to Straight Out of Six.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I seen they had the in Montreal. I seen people running from the police, and they had this track
this
over.
One ready, yo.
And I was like, yo. What the fuck? Yo, that no shit had me dying.
She gonna do the race, but not this one. Oh, wow.
And you see beer people run from the police. Like, they're not trying to get a ticket for a curfew. She's a runner in the track set.
Oh, shit. Well, now we're gonna talk about that, too. So, who else? Shout out Badass Buck. She put out a preview, too. She's gonna be dropping soon. Make sure you go flood her comments to release that, too. Also, another one that was pretty big. Coly Ray? She did the remix. Coly Ray. I apologize, but she did the remix to friggin' Attachments, yo.
Jeez. That's big.
That is nuts. Like, press them in. I know how you get that one, jeez. But boy, release that ASAP.
Jeez.
Holy, that's huge, bro. She can make me big.
Yo,
make the pussy burp.
And yo, she's doing a lot of things right now too. Like this is the moment to even catch her. This one,
you're what? Gutsy Good be a hater. She sounded not good on the song.
Yo,
from the snippet that I heard.
Yeah,
but it's still big. Like I'm gonna be real. Like it didn't sound good, but like I got to hear the finished product. But still, it's still a big like feature. Regardless, I don't give a fuck how it sounds. Mm-hmm. Like regardless, it's a big fucking feature. But just from that sample, it didn't sound good.
Right now, like catching her at this time, because mm-hmm. she's fire at this time. So this was good timing. You feel me? And remember, she just did a track with Pusha T. A video that she's about to release. So like, she's probably like one of the hottest females out right now. So like, catching her at this time right now, yo, to have her on your track,
yeah, that's huge.
That make you pop, even if she comes shit. She even have to rap.
Yeah.
She could be like, blah, 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 blah. I'll take that. Instead of a facts. Man that's not facts. Popping and trying to rap his bar. I'm not going to lie. I'll take blah, 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 blah. Because that's going to make me pop. And then I'll go for that.
No, you were 100% right. It makes sense for her to be on this track right now. Like, well, it just makes it's just a good look. Like, regardless, it's a good look. Facts. Shout out Press, man. Go check out the We Love Hip Hop Press interview that's out right now on the We Love Hip Hop Network on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, dislike, do whatever you want, but make sure you just check it out, all right? Tell a friend to tell a friend, by the way. Thank facts. You. Let's take a little break, and we're going to get to our little uncut segment, because them and construction workers have been dirty out there, boy. I mean, I know what is going on. Them boy, they are freak. And also, yo, them COVID numbers is going up. Uppers. I think we're gonna have a summer.
We're done.
I couldn't believe it. As soon as I bought my Cuban chain, six views. I cut. My wrist, she got attached. I'm cutting. And see on this, you see this glizzy got attachments. For all these bitch ass niggas that try circle back. This look, I got hit up in the party, did a dance.
Six views uncut. Six views uncut.
Audio's rolling. What do you want to hear?
I wanted to hear 22.
22 G's. G's. Oh, your knees. Hold on.
Six views uncut.
My
audio.
Wi-Fi. Uncut-tas.
The audio, not the video, right? Or the video's rolling too? The
video's rolling too.
Oh, blood clot. You got
the fucking, I'm having some hotspot issues. Give me a quick second here.
Oh, okay. Hey, let me get in the mood. I should have rolled up on next thing. I should have rolled up. No, I shouldn't have. That's three already. That's too much of us.
Yeah. Too much.
Remember, I smoked the blunt too before. Yeah. And I had those two. And I had a blunt.
Like, what's it called?
Twirl Lanta. Let's go. Gang.
Ah. Hey.
Too loud, too low.
Yeah, it's too low. Gang. I'm gonna turn off. Hey.
Better?
Yeah. There we go.
My stepper gon' brush him if I press the button, too drippy to scuffle. The blick in the duffel, it came with a muzzle, so why would I touch you? Diamonds dancing flooded, we don't turn nothing to something. Niggas capping, bluffing, tweak, that's a hole in your muffin. What's all attention? Try to run no quick as drippin' and give me a mention. Switching, we bench him. Tree shot to drop, we gon' pull up with lickies and drench him. Look at these actors, dropping the brakes, ain't never spin Cali. Spinning for rappers, with the tensions that he got his ratchet. It's gonna be a disaster. He's gonna step with that boy in a fashion.
Did he come in?
Yeah, I know it's coming. It's coming. It takes a while. That's like so sick. It takes a while. He made it just trying to get a reaction.
Came with the catch and crash.
I was waiting for the beat.
When we coming. Rapper pull up to the funeral, spit in the coffin. Put some more shots in his mouth that he can't see his face. That's for that talking.
Speed Friday's waiting.
My killers ain't taking no payment. They said it's for free. Point of mind, they gon' off him. Gun a nigga down, drop a disc.
Yeah.
But we know run down goes good.
Yo, I got to wait, though.
See
all that
hate through these cards. So that's why someone for Carter. Cause some niggas don't sit no Bacardi. Rapper Brooklyn like Biggie and Hardin. Ride an AR with the scope. Pull up with coach. Now he a ghost. Kill a op and make a ton.
Figure what?
Probably wait for a Friday night. I'm gonna be looking at Blizzard. Just like this.
I gave up.
Spider-Man, hop out the prison. Catch a body, then hit up. Back then used to flock out the Uber over scooter, the maneuver. Can't respond to no nigga that gave his whole crew up. Goofies, niggas stole all the drip, act like they never knew us.
Shout out 22 G's, man. I see you up there on Six Buzz Live. You're done now. Six Views Uncut. I had to turn up, B. That's my turn up song now. So you know what I'm saying? Got me in the mood. Six Views Uncut, Uncut, Uncut. Episode 45. We gonna get uncut. Gucci, dang. Rick the Drip, the DJ over there, y'all. Construction workers are wildin'.
Wildin'.
They double H.
They double H out here.
Oh no.
Super double H. Video got leaked. First off, whoever leaked that video, you're a goof. Straight up. You baited out the man them. You're a goof. But yeah, video got leaked to the construction workers having a little
good time.
Good time. Private times. Good, you know what time, I'm saying? Huh? Yo, people got what was wrong with that?
Yo,
I see nothing wrong.
The COVID.
What, they were breaking COVID rules?
Yeah, that's the only thing. Well, the other shit, people are judging them, but the COVID is what the problem was.
What, there was more than 10 people?
And like nobody had masks on. They're all rubbing up on the gal.
What if they're anti-maskers? Yo, by the way, free up our boy, Chris Sky, fam. Big Bite. Free up Big Bite, free up. But yeah, I see nothing wrong with the video. I actually thought that was a great idea. I think more construction workers should do this. Just don't have your fucking camera out.
Actually, I have one problem.
What's your problem with it?
The man were too close behind each other still. that was my one issue with the video. That was it.
There's a man in the front. There was a man in the front and the girl. There was a man in the back of the girl. And there was two mans in the back that shouldn't have been there. Like, it was just like, yo, you guys go to the sides.
Yeah, and they're grabbing them on each other.
Yeah. That, I guess, yeah, whenever, because like, I had the video. Did I send you the video?
Yeah, you sent me the, no, yeah, you sent me the video. No, actually, you
No, I put it in the group chat. Yeah. I'm telling you, our group chat is amazing.
Yeah.
When we do a biography and everything or whatever, the group chat is going to be its own segment, episode. Anyways, but yeah. The men were a little bit too aggressive, too. Just a tad bit too aggressive still. I don't know how much they were paying. Yeah,
that little video, that was like the least of what they did, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard they were like all up in Rich AJ doing some different things.
Yeah, it didn't get on video, listen, though.
No, that wasn't on video.
No.
Listen.
Fam, the men were doing their thing.
Fam.
They battery the thing.
Certify battery thing.
I shouldn't even be putting it out there because I might be exposing my fucking source. But they battery the thing. I know that they battery the thing.
Percy. What? It looked like every man had, there's a piece for everybody on that body.
Was homegirl selfish? Should she have brought somebody else
of
with
course.
Her to eat too?
She was definitely selfish, fam.
She should have brought somebody else to eat with her, right?
Like, it looked like zombies.
Man, they're just thirsty.
I see one man pulling the arm, one man pulling her hair, one man pulling her leg. Like
my name is in the stuff. Like
one man pick her up. A man had his face in her. I'm like, yo, see, everybody just had it.
Man picking her up and man's kissing her up too.
Like they just came home.
Yeah, fam. Like chill. Yeah, the man number.
But there was an issue though. They said on the news that why. You know, with the woman and the security issues or the safety issues with COVID and all that, they said because they closed down so many different things and women in the sex industry have to resort to doing more things, this is partially a government problem.
Yeah, it is. Why the freak are you
like
guys?
Like, shorty shouldn't have to go through all of that to get a money.
Get a bag. But why? But that's what you guys have put them to. Because
right.
remember,
You're
they
right.
can't even have the gatherings anymore.
Yeah.
So even if shorties were to go online and have some sort of gathering to promote their shit, you guys are going to shut them down too. So what else are they supposed to do? You're pretty much kind of like breaking, like, look, yeah, they're breaking, like, we know. You guys are fucking up the government. You guys are fucking up all these little businesses. And that's one of the businesses that low-key, the sex game is being fucked up to the point where everything's just getting thrown onto OnlyFans.
Facts, bro. Like
it's whack.
So, yeah, she can't share.
Okay, to that point.
She can't share. She can't bring extra girls because, like, there's barely any work to be there anyway. So, like, oh, fuck, there's a work here? Okay, I'm going to go here on this construction site with all these guys who are acting like they just came home. But I have no fucking choice because everything's shut down. Strip club, everything's shut down. So, fuck, I'm going to go get my bag where I can get it.
Yo, beer construction salute to the gal then, yo. Get searched on, you know.
What?
Beer construction sites are going to get searched now.
Yep.
Feds are just going to pull up on construction sites and just to see what's going on. Fam, come. That's what's going to happen now. They're going to shut that down because that's the new lick. Okay, like, yo, we have a site. We'll pay you. Come through. You'll make a money. You'll make a change. Because what else are you going to do? You can't do Airbnbs. You can't do tellies. Like, all these parties are shutting down. Construction site is perfect. Where do we just finished up a little house? Come through.
But that's a lot of... How much guys was there?
A lot.
Like 6?
Over 10.
No. Fuck, are you serious? Whoa. And one girl? That is selfish. No. That's selfish.
Listen, 10 guys? I don't know how many guys were there. I'm lying. I don't know how many guys are there.
But like... To me, that looked like there was like 5 guys. So, you know, she could have definitely brought up one.
The ones that were on camera. Yeah. So, shout them out, fam. Live your life, fam. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Whoever was filming that, come on, you're an idiot, fam. Like, why would you film that and let your fucking shorty catch that and put it out there and expose the man them? That's an idiot thing.
I know.
Yo, are we going to have a summer?
Yo, oh my gosh. The way how things are looking, I don't think so. I don't even, like, it's May in like 2 weeks and you guys are talking about everybody's getting stopped by police. Like, come on, what's going on? Like, the lockdown got extended and it's May in 2 weeks. You already know, like, before summer, May is that's the month. That's when you get shit started.
Be getting,
you know,
ready for things.
Get shit started. So you're locking down.
What are we on now?
What?
What is this called?
We're on lockdown.
Is it called a lock? Because, you know, we had a lockdown. We have a shutdown. We had a stay home mandate.
But they extended it, right? So it's like stay home for another 2 weeks. And
also with the boy them, they eased up on that.
They said that they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, they backtracked on it.
So they say. You believe them?
Well, they said if only like there's a report of like too many people gathering or whatever, then they'll pull up. But they're not going to like pull people over and all that shit.
It's crazy.
We'll see.
And this came from the boy them before Ford pulled it back, because they weren't trying to have that smoke.
Yeah, fact.
It's gonna go back to carding, and they don't, you know, like the government's making the decision for them, and they're like, "Fuck, now we gotta go pull up people for what?
Yeah,
we're not take the what left it what?
See, like I'm like,
then they get start getting shot, and they start pulling up like, in the wrong place, and it's like, nah,
this makes no sense to me because
oh, it does.
Atlanta, these guys they have concert going on, there's partying going on, yo. Everybody like living Dubai. Everybody's living, like certain places. Like what's going on over here? Like why are we on lockdown for the next year?
Man, I don't even want to be an asshole. What they were calling it, Chai Canada or something like that. Like,
fam, like let us live a little bit. Summer's coming up. Like, come on. Like I can't be watching. That's why every gal over here, all the baddies over here, is gonna leave us and go to Miami, Atlanta. All them places, fam, because they're not trying to stay at home.
Yo, it's funny you said that.
look at chair girl.
No.
She's on them.
This is a real shit. You see how our parents? No, you see how our parents migrated to somewhere to get a better life?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers might have to actually be thinking that.
For real.
I'm gonna leave Canada to have a better life.
My dream. No, I'm being fucking real with you. Our parents and shit left a fucked up situation to kind of get us better in a better situation.
It's true.
The way this shit is looking, like, we might gotta migrate out of this bad boy.
You have
fam.
A point. You have a point.
Like, we gotta cut, fam. You like, I've been preaching this for the last how many months, and I'm really starting to think it. Like, yo, if I'm not getting caught, I'm not taking no vaccine to travel. I'm not, like, I went into Loblaws the other day, and I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm not even wearing my mask anymore, fam. Like, I don't care. Like, this shit is annoying, bro.
So, but...
like, I'm done with this shit, bro. So, what are you going to tell me how to live my life?
Facts.
Put me back in jail then, B. You might as well just put me back in jail at this point, because at this point, like, you're already controlling me. I might as well just go to jail. I think I have more rights in fucking jail than I would outside. Yeah. I just can't do as much, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is whack, fam. Like, I don't know.
And it's crazy because I seen DaBaby, he was performing in Orlando and he had a big crowd. Like, everybody
keeps going back to the crowd.
Like, yo, man, I'm just saying, like, yo, they're just living and I'm here on lockdown, or I have to be in my house and hearing about curfew or whatever. It's like, what the hell? Like, what's going on, bro? Like,
but last question I got for you guys.
Can I, 1 second before we get off that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think, and I've never really given my opinion on this COVID stuff. We bring it up on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. You know what I mean? Salute to PK Herky. That's one of the things that grinds his gears. You know what I'm saying? And I heard you all discussing and everything, like everybody wants to go back outside. But I never give my opinion. I just shoot it and then I move to the next segment, right? If they just fucking do one full fucking lockdown like they're going to do, not lockdown like this, not with the exception of this, and no, just fucking do it one fucking time. Do it for the amount of time that it's going to take to get this shit out of everybody's system, like how they did it in Europe and all these different places, and then open the fucker back up. But don't open, close, open, close, open, close. This is open, but this is not open. This is roped off. And that, like, it sounds like they're, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right? But that's what it is.
So figure out one thing, just lock the whole motherfucker down, or not. But just, if you're going to lock it down, lock everything the fuck down for whatever amount of months. And then we come the fuck back outside and the shit's gone, fam. If it's not, then it didn't work.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, it's not going to work like that. Because you've had a year of just, we don't know what we're doing.
It's too late now.
Yeah, but that's what, if
that's
they,
they
should
have done that in the beginning.
Yeah, they should have just locked everything down for like 6 months.
And then let us fuck back outside.
Yeah. And if it's not working at this point in time, it's not going to work too, because at this point in time, people are just going to go outside. Because
you got European countries that are like, they did what they had to do. The shit's all flushed the fuck out.
Yeah.
And now they're like, okay, let's do our concerts. Everything open back up.
Yeah.
The chances are super, 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 super low.
Fam, people are looking at us like, yo, what's going on over there in Canada? Why are they still on lockdown?
Yo, mans are on boat crews and I'm at home. Yo, like, yo, that's what I'm saying.
Indecisiveness, fam.
I don't even think it's an indecisiveness. I think it's a real takeover thing. I think it's really a thing to implement certain changes in the in the city, fam. Not even in the city, maybe in Canada in general, but like... You're seeing it. Just like you said, if everywhere else is opened up and these places are looking at us like, what's taking you guys so long with getting out vaccines? What's taking you guys so long with doing this, that, and the third? Like, I don't know over there, but is it the same thing? You have to take a vaccine to travel in the States?
Certain European countries, they're making it where like they're opening back up
They're
open to people who are vaccinated.
Okay. European.
So European.
But what about the States, though?
No,
the States, they're not doing that much better than us either, fam.
But like, you know, in certain places like Orlando,
they have certain places like but like those are super spreader states and stuff too, fam. No matter how much they're open, there's like mad spreading that's going on over there.
Mm-hmm. But at this point in time, to me, it's like chickenpox. You're gonna get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're working on the herd immunity vibe right there.
Like I look at it like it's like chickenpox. At some point, almost everybody is gonna get it. And you get it, like. It's not just like, I know it's a serious thing. Like, I know people have died from it. I know, like, but at this point in time, you're not like, we can look outside. You're not controlling that, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to control it.
Louder people,
let them go on about their life and like figure it out as it goes on. But make sure the people that are immune are that sick and that need the vaccines and shit. Make sure you focus on them, get it out to them, and then as they go on, like, I don't know, man.
Don't torture us, fam. Like,
if it's a vax, then get it out. Get it the fuck out.
Get it out, fam. Look at Gucci. Gucci's here stressing, fam.
Yeah, fam. You talk to everybody, they're trying to fly out. They can't even stay here. So, you know what I mean? Well,
I'm not trying to interview these Toronto artists no more. I'm be real. I'm trying to travel too, fam. I'm trying to go to the UK and travel and talk to those guys. Like, y'all niggas is unprofessional as fuck. Anyways, last thing I got. I believe Friday was having this conversation on Zaylings about like the gal them talking to a certain amount of men on and like their bank, what they do and shit like that. Does a girl's bank account in her work matter to you?
Example.
If a shorty's working at McDonald's.
It depends still. You know.
She's a baddie too.
It depends.
Fat ass press. Oh, where you like them light skinned.
And she's smart.
And I don't say all that. But
yeah, see, like, you know what I mean?
I try.
Then you know what I mean? Just like French would say, shorty's a baddie. I could be a sponsor. Mm. But you know what I mean? Nah, like, yeah. definitely. Like, if she's a baddie, could work with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes some girls need a little push, and you know what I mean. They own their own business. You never know. Like, some girls could do like the lash tech. You know, like they could run their own show. You know what I mean? Sometimes they need the money.
So it's it's the girls' mentalities that are fucked up, because if the tables are turned, a girl that, let's just say, she's a little bit more up, is not gonna look at the dude from McDonald's and seek the same thing. Oh yeah. This nigga could be a fucking A&R, or he can be like the number one interviewer in Toronto or some shit. Yeah. They ain't gonna look at that nigga like that.
She's not even gonna let him anywhere near her pussy.
So the girls' mentalities are fucked up, and we're the ones that are looking at, yeah, shorty, we believe in you.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking on your point of view.
Yeah.
Friday, is this the same? Have you ever had, is this the same issue?
Listen, fam, I'm an equal opportunity guy. You know what I'm saying? You could work on Bay Street. You could work at the Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? If you down, like, and you're a baddie, I'm you know, I'll help you out.
You can make him double H.
I'll make you better, like they say with Neo and Fabulous say.
I'll make you better. Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying? Help your bank account come up, show you some financial tips and literacy.
So the Gowden mentality is fucked up then?
I didn't say it.
Yeah. I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, well, Shorty's not dealing with the guy at the fucking Walmart, fam. Yeah, not,
so, exactly. The Gowden mentality are fucked up.
They're straight for the bag.
I already asked this question on the show, and Shorty, Perelsis, I had to, like, think about it. Perelsis, she was like, probably not. Like, okay, well, then, what the fuck? What are we talking about?
That's what we're talking about. That's fucked up.
Right?
The mentality of girls is, yo, you gotta be looking like you got some money. If they're going to holler at you, got to be looking like you're doing something.
Yeah, facts.
Whereas us, we'll look at you and like, okay, well, maybe you're not doing something, and we'll still take the time into building you up or doing whatever we got to do.
You right.
Don't get me wrong. If the nigga got no job and ain't doing fuck all with his life, then like, yeah, leave him on the side. He don't deserve pussy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
the nigga got, he got a job. He got a job.
Okay, what about if the nigga's in a situation, he came home? Well, and he's trying to get his shit right.
If he's trying to get his shit together, then
he might not have a job. He might be in and out of jobs. He's going through shit. Like,
he's trying.
Same thing. Girls, if he what is it? Sitting on the passenger side of a best friend's ride.
Yo.
So what's wrong with that? I sit on the passenger side of Gucci's ride. Walk one.
They're just looking for the back. Cause they're not trying to work for it, so they're looking for the bag.
That's fucked up.
That's majority of them. But there's only one, two of those girls. They will hold it down, or you know, they'll see a guy from McDonald's. If they look good, they'll rock with him still. But that's rare. Like, you know,
super rare.
That's rare. You know what I mean? I never came across. I mean,
Home Depot. Shorty got to go pick up a couple things. The guy's helping her out with the stuff. You know. He's nice to her. She thinks he's cute. He like 6 feet tall and all type of shit. But nah, he ain't got no bank. He works at Home Depot.
Yo, low key, Canadian Tire and Home Depot are the spots to go holla at things, boy. Excuse me. Sorry. But yeah.
Nah, yeah. Gals are looking for the bag.
They're looking for the bag.
Clearly. Us, we're more like, we'll see what's going on. With him.
Gallum, do better, man. Come on, bro. Give these niggas a chance out here, bro. These niggas got potential. They just need you. They might need you to get it out of them. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Yeah, man. That's been Six Views Uncut. The last Six Views Uncut in this beautiful Youngsterdam lounge. Man, like, thank you to all the guests that have come through.
I got a laid out song for you based off that. But
okay, keep cooking. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for all the guests that's come through, all the sponsors that have come through, all the co-hosts, the guest co-hosts. Man, again, I always get emotional, but you know, it's my fives. I promise after episode, I'm not doing episode 50. I'll do that episode 100. But yeah, you know, like, it's been beautiful here. Yeah. We appreciate all the times here. Really quick, Gucci, because we were asked this. Do you have like a favorite moment here? You probably said it on episode 200, but like, again, like a favorite youngster that moment being here.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably when we were celebrating with the cake.
What episode was
anniversary,
that, Friday?
When we had our anniversary cake come through.
So I'm playing, it's called Crying Alone, Sad Emotional Piano Song Instrumental.
Oh, the episode where we had the cake, yeah. Friday.
Episode 100, I think.
Yeah, I think it was that time. I felt like, because...
No.
Huh?
I was here?
What? When we had? Yeah, you was.
Nah, fam. That wasn't episode 100. That was after. That was way after. Was
maybe episode 150 or something.
Something like that. Yeah, it had to be like
fuck,
that.
Fuck, I don't remember.
And we had the edible cake. I remember the edible
that was a
cake.
Fucking, that cake had me on my
yeah.
ass.
Yeah, bro.
I'd say that was like.
That was live.
That was definitely one of my best times here. Like, you know, like.
K. Lucas brought the Henny, I believe.
Yeah, we got yeah. super lit. And like, yeah, fab. It was just, it was yeah. a fun, it was a fun time. You know what I mean? And it just showed us like where we came from. Like, you know, all those, you know what I mean? Episode we did before. And, you know, like, it was just a good, memorable time, man.
Yeah, bro.
Facto.
Yeah. Really quick, shout outs again. Or you're sorry. I'm so emotional and stuff, guys. Like, yeah. Thank you again, Youngsterdam. You already know.
Man.
This is it. This is the last time you're gonna see us in this space. But believe me, bigger and better things coming soon for the We Love Hip Hop Network. Except for me after episode 50. But yeah. let the people know, Gooch, how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah. It's your boy. Gucci.
You see how we gotta sweet it up? Yeah.
You can catch me at Gucci 416. That's my Percy, and you catch me on my busy Claire Star Studio 6. It's your boy Gucci Gang. You already know. Shout out to the supporters and my team and Youngstown, man.
Don't worry, we'll be going to another location. We'll be back, guys.
I'm going to do my shout outs Friday before you do yours.
Okay, do your thing.
Yeah, so you already know what's your boy Gutsy Guts. Thank you again to the supporters. Well, not shout outs, but follow me on Gutsy Guts. All social media platforms, Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch, The Real Gutsy Guts on TikTok. Follow me, subscribe, YouTube, Gutsy Guts. I'm going to be dropping something very, very soon. I apologize. Busy out here. Make sure you subscribe again to We Love Hip Hop. Make sure you take in the podcast, all the listeners. Thank you. Also, Six Views TO on all social media platforms. And yeah, Toronto, be safe.
Yeah, man. I want to send a special shout out and a special RIP to Lila.
Yes.
During the time when we were taping this, like I got the bad, horrible news. She passed of cancer. You know, she's been fighting with it for a really long time.
Yeah.
So salute to all the people in Parkdale. We're you know, we're,
RIP.
You know, all our Parkdale families, we're going to be going through it for the next little while, long while.
Yeah.
Right. So RIP once again to Lila. Condolences to her family. You know what I'm saying? And we lost a real one right there. You know what I'm saying?
And condolences to you guys out there.
Yeah. And yeah, follow me on all my social media platforms. Y'all know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Friday Ricky Dread. Duh. I got your tune here.
Let's go. This is what Youngsterdam did still.
Low soul.
What you guys did, you made me better. Back. That was a movement by myself still. Man, that was a force with me. You guys put me on.
Hey.
I was good all by myself.
But we love you. You make me better. 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 You make me better.
Yes. Yes. Back.
You plus me, it equals better math. Your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing. But why had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're keeping me.